This is what we've been getting ready for, lighting the Christ candle. Listen while I read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14 in poetic form. Ron Springer was telling me about this song the other day. It's a familiar Christmas song by Nahum Tate, who lived from 1652 to 1715. You know it as "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks," and it's on page 155 in your BIC hymnal. Listen to these words. This is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. "While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, and an angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line the Savior, who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you shall find there, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swathing bands, and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels, praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song, or all glory be to God on high, and on earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men, begin and never cease." That's Luke chapter 2. This morning, I talked about Black Friday fights and the downside of how awful people can be as they seek to beat everyone else to the best deals. And sometimes that beating is quite literally. But far and away, this really is a wonderful time of year, so much so that people try to stretch it out by putting on Christmas music and decorating in October, if not earlier. People are in a better mood for the most part, too. Sheila and I were shopping at Sam's on Thursday for our Christmas party, which was last night, and even though the aisles were crowded, everyone was very, very, very patient with one another, very kind. This was not by accident. It has everything to do with the fact that the Prince of Peace came into time and space to redeem humanity. The prophet Isaiah put it this way: "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice in the harvest." That is the coming, and that is what the coming of Jesus, the Christ, means. That is why Christmas is significant. It doesn't last without Jesus. And that's why wishful songs that say in one way or another, "I wish it could be Christmas all year long," or "I wish that it could be Christmas every day," are empty without the Christ of Christmas. But in my short time here, I can say with confidence that it can truly happen. Christmas can be 24/7, 365 days a year, but you need Christ as your Savior, period. Nahum Tate's version of the announcement of the shepherds is a good launch for some thoughts. The shepherds were a lowly and a lonely lot. If you live with sheep, you stink. You're not popular. You're unclean. You don't get into town for ceremonial cleaning very often because you're out in the fields with the sheep. But as Lori pointed out in her message a couple of weeks ago, these shepherds there in Bethlehem were the ones that were raising the temple sheep. They had a very, very important job. They were raising the unblemished flocks that were used for sacrifice. So they were the ones to hear about the unblemished Lamb of God coming first. They weren't on the A-list, but God chose to announce the arrival of the Savior to them. And that's the wonder of it all, because Christ came for everyone, no matter what station in life you are, no matter who you are, he came for you, period. There's a reason that the angel had to start out with, "Fear not," because of the mighty dread that had seized their minds. I love that the way he puts that into words. To say that they were startled is an understatement. They were terrified. And Tate's words bring to mind a universal problem. There are many troubled minds in this sin-sick world. There's strife and hunger and war and disease. And without Jesus to face those issues with us, indeed, those troubles are compounded. And that's why the angel's promise of glad tidings of great joy are a healing medicine for a hurting human race. And it's because the Savior, who is Christ the Lord, who is born in Bethlehem, his arrival and his subsequent sacrifice for all of us make Christmas all year round possible for those who are his followers. So give all glory to God on high, because there will be peace. And it's because of the offer of goodwill henceforth from heaven to men and women and boys and girls, anyone who has invited Christ the Lord into their life. And the final words of that Christmas carol are incredibly powerful, referring to that goodwill from heaven. Tate says that it will begin and never cease. It will begin and never cease. That's it. That ongoing and ever-growing relationship with the living God is how we can have Christmas all year round, and actually all eternity long. Or to put it in the words of another Christmas song, "Hark, now hear the angels sing, a king is born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day." Amen? Amen. Let's stretch again. I'm going to have you stand again, and we will sing "Away in a Manger." Away in a manger, O crib for a bed, the living.